Kutasich is Chelek Yud Zayin, Parshas Hazriya, together with Parshas HaChedesh. In some years, Parshas HaChedesh comes out to be read in the Parshas Hazriya. Now, since everything that comes together, of course, is somehow connected to each other, since Torah puts it together, there must be a link between them. But when you look at these two things, Parshas HaChedesh and Hazriya, they seem not only not to work together, but they seem contradictory. Because Chodesh, which represents the month of Nisan, and it talks that the month of Nisan was a miracle, the redemption which came completely from above. Hashem revealed himself to the Yidden. There was no Avodah that was needed that happened from the Yidden. There was no Avodah Hamata. It was completely Yisarus Adel, an awakening from above, initiated from above. And the other hand, Sazria represents, as the Alter Rebbe expresses about Isha Ki Sazria, that when the initiation comes from Isha, from the below, from the Knesset Yisroel, then Yeledes Zohar, then what the resulting Aveda is, a strong Aveda, like a male, like the stronger of the two genders. If Ish Mazriya Tchila, if the initiation comes from above, then you let us nekeva, the result is a weaker type of avodah because it didn't come from below. It didn't involve the efforts from the yidden themselves. So in other words, that sazria represents the idea of isurus latata, the work from below, and achedus represents the work from the initiation from above. So they're two contradictory ideas. So how do they come together? So to begin the explanation, and there are two. There is a number, but we will mention two of the explanations of the Pasuk Achedus Azalachem Reish Chadashim. So the Eben Ezra says that years and months are two different things. The moon has no yearly cycle. It has a monthly cycle. It goes around every 29 and a half days, and that's what it is. That's all you see in a moon. You don't see any yearly differences in a moon. The sun is the opposite. It has a yearly cycle, which runs the seasons and so on, but you don't see anything that happens on a monthly basis. No changes according to the month. So this Pasuk HaChedesh says, Alechem is talking about the head of the months as the Yidden counted, which is the lunar cycle. So it's talking about Levana, talking about the years of the, or the cycle of the moon. And Nisan starts that year, and the beginning of the solar cycle, the yearly cycle, starts in Tishrei. That's the Eben Ezra. The Medrash says that Achedesh Hazeh Lachem means that when Hashem chose the world, in other words, invested himself into the world, then he established the heads of months, the heads of years, and then when he chose the Yidden, he invested himself in the Yidden, he established the month, the Rosh Chodesh of the month of Geula, which is Nisan. So Chodesh Hazeh is that month of Nisan. So the Akedah says that the first part of the Medrash where Hashem invested himself into the world means when he set up the natural cycle. And when it says that he invested himself in the Yidden, that's when he set up the supernatural cycle, the miraculous, which he does on behalf of the Yidden, and that's what Achedush Azalachem is, the new moon for, the new month for the Jewish experience, Chodesh Nisan. And the connection between these two pshatim are that the miraculous, or actually let's start with the natural, which is repetitive and it comes again and again and reliable, that comes from the yearly cycle, which is always the same. And the miraculous, which is a change to the natural, to the ongoing, to the normal, that is connected with the lunar cycle, with Achedush, which is different all the time and not the same. But if that's the case, we have to understand, because in both of these places it says, first of all, it says Achedush is Elochem Reish Chadashim Rishon Hu Lochem L'chad She'ashana, while it's telling us that it's the beginning of the lunar, the Chodesh cycle, but it also says L'chad She'ashana, which means the repetitive and should be associated more with the natural and with the solar. The same contradiction seems to appear in the Medrash, where it says when Hashem chose the world, which is the Tishrei and so on, the natural. It also says kavabay chayrashi chadashim, that even in what should have been only related to the yearly cycle, it also says that he established months. So we see from this that both in the natural and in the supernatural, both in the lunar and the solar, both in the monthly and in the yearly, there is some sort of a coming together of these two concepts. Somehow they come together. So we have to understand, what is it that they come together in? So to understand this, let's explain the difference between the miraculous and the natural. And what is the purpose of having miraculous and natural? The natural is there in order to... let's start with the miraculous. The miraculous is there to show that Hashem is in control, and therefore if he wants to disrupt the nature, he can disrupt the nature. That there is someone that runs this whole thing, and therefore he's not limited by the natural process, and he can disrupt it if he wants to. That's the point of a miracle. The point of the natural is to show that not only does Hashem have to, if he wants to, function in the world, disrupt the world, but that he can work within the world, meaning to say he runs the nature too. Nature is also just an expression of godliness. This translates also in Avodas Hashem to two different types of Avoda. There is Kabbalah Soil, Mesiras Nefesh, which are so it work outside the human normal function. It doesn't work within Seichel, it doesn't work within feeling, it transcends both of those. In other words, an element of the infinite, of the unnatural. Then there is an Aveda, since you can't rely only on that, because a Yid has to also involve his mind and his heart in the Avedas Hashem, so there is a need to have an Aveda which works within the human condition, with Seichel, with Midas. Now, these differences between that we talked about, between the miraculous and the natural, or between the infinite and the finite, those are only true as Hashem projects himself into the world. Then we see a difference between the miraculous and the natural, the infinite and the finite. But within Hashem, as they are contained within his essence, those two are really one and the same. They have one purpose, to express the infinite potential within Hashem, the perfection with Hashem, and within Hashem. He can function in any way at all, miraculous and not miraculous. So miraculous and the natural both have one purpose, to express the perfection of Hashem. They're really one and the same in there. And since within the essence of Hashem, miraculous and natural are both are one and the same, so therefore when they come down into the world, there also must be some sort of a unity between them, where they work with each other and they express this unity as it is found within Hashem. What is that unity? How do we see that? So let's take first of all the natural process. If you observe the natural process, you see that it is repetitive and it is reliable and it just keeps on going and happening the same way all the time. That's something which is, if you think about it, something which is limited, like the physical world, it should change constantly. It should be constantly changing from one way to another, because why should it be the same all the time? So the fact that it is repetitive and reliable, and that you can rely that everything will happen the same all the time, is an infinite aspect of the natural process. And that's the meaning of when Hashem chose the world, he fixed in it not months and years. So in other words, in the nature, it's not only years, but it's also driven by months, by the infinite. And that's actually, this expression is perfect. When Hashem chose the world, he imposed on it, onto the years, he also imposed months, which means into the years, into the repetitiveness, and this, which the word shana means to repeat, it's constantly the same. That is an element of the month, of the miraculous. Why should it be repetitive and reliable? Hashem put into it this natural, this unnatural, this miraculous aspect into the nature. Now let's look at the other side. When we look at the miraculous, so there are miracles. You would think that miracles have to disrupt nature. So the truth is that there are miracles that, while they are miracles, and we make up, for instance, as evidenced by the fact that even the Ness of Purim, which was a miracle that worked within nature. It was just a series of events that turned out the right way. We still recognize them as miracle, and we make a bracha by the Megillah that says Sha'asa Nisim Laviseinu. So they are miraculous, but they work within nature. In other words, to show that Hashem's power is not only in His ability to disrupt nature, but that Hashem's power is in the fact that He can control nature even in a miraculous way. That even nature is controlled by Hashem. That's the natural that is found within the miracle. Which explains why Nisan, in the Pasuk HaChedesh Hazeh, it says that Nisan, which is the miraculous month, is also the head of the years. Rishon Lehulachem Lechatshei Hashanah. In other words, that even in the miraculous, it also is connected to Shana, to the natural cycle, and that there is the element of the natural which comes forth from the miraculous. And this explains the coming together of HaChaydish and Sazria. HaChaydish represents the miraculous. Sazria, the top down, the coming from above, below. Sazria represents the natural, that which comes from below, from the Avodah Sa'adah, from the human contribution. And their coming together means that really they are made up of each other. They really, the miracle works within the nature, and the nature works within the miracle, and they're really one thing, because in their essence they are really one and the same, a way of bringing out the perfection of Hashem.